East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
Well, new long-term medications are changing how obesity is treated in South Africa. That's according to a medical expert who says the treatment comes at a time when the country has some of the highest obesity rates in the world. And at 39.4%, KZN has the highest prevalence of overweight people. General practitioner Dr. Charlene Wahlberg says obesity has long been recognized as a chronic disease, but the arrival of GLP-1 medication means doctors can now treat it long-term like any other chronic condition.
Until now, there were no real medications that could be used chronically. So I think the advent of these newer medications has now prompted people to look and treat obesity as a chronic disease state.
Dr. Wahlberg says obesity is driven by factors such as processed foods, stress, screen time, hormones and genetics.
Yes. Factors like lifestyle, so eating properly and physical exercise, are very important tools that the patient needs to use. But sometimes it's not enough, and patients need to add medications to help address the biology of that underlying disease of obesity. So it's programs like this, and it's getting the awareness out there.
And she says the challenge now is shifting the old narrative that it's a problem of willpower rather than a medical condition.
We are trying to get across to the public that idea that it's lack of your self-control, and it's just because you're lazy or in your own control. We're trying to change that narrative. So we need people to understand that it's a chronic disease like any other chronic disease.
Other news, and police say the search is still on for 13 undocumented migrants who escaped from a holding cell in Ilembe. They broke out of the Nyoni police station cells on Tuesday. They were being processed at the station. Here's the police's Robert Netsiunda.
The escapees were among over 60 foreign nationals who were found to be working in South African factories with their documentation during an operation last week.
Former Busasa COO Angelo Agrisi has been sentenced to 10 years imprisonment for corruption and money laundering. The sentence is wholly suspended for 5 years following a plea deal with the state due to his poor health. Agrisi was charged in a 1.8 billion rand corruption case where he's said to have paid bribes to government officials in exchange for lucrative contracts. Under the plea agreement, he must fully cooperate with investigations and testify in Busasa-related cases. The judge at the High Court in Pretoria has warned that failure to comply will result in him being immediately put in jail. And researchers at Yale University say new satellite images have detected what appears to be mass graves in Al-Fashir. Mass killings were reported over a week ago in the Sudanese city. The paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, which has been at war with Sudan's army for more than 2 years, seized control of the key city in Darfur region. It had been under siege for nearly 18 months. A report released by the researchers from Yale's Humanitarian Research Lab says satellite imagery has revealed evidence of door-to-door killings, bodies visible along the an earthen berm, and mass graves at least two places, including a former children's hospital. Durban 21 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 17, Richards Bay 22.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Pakistan make 269 for 9 in their 50 overs in the second ODI against Proteas. Siya Kolisi to earn his 100th Springbok cap when he leads the Boks against France on Saturday. And LIV Golf's expansion to 4 rounds, a push for world ranking points.